Jen? No response. The lat continued to hover.
Jen?
Balak said again, harder. Now the first voice was back.
System override. Remote shut down of aircraft will take place in T-minus 1 minute. Ground aircraft immediately.
Wait, what? What's... Jen, talk to me, what's going on?
He began fumbling nervously at the instrument panel, trying to seize control of the lat. His movements grew more and more violent, his fingers jabbing wildly at the touchscreen to no avail. He slammed his fist into the screen, and in doing so, the harness bit into his broken ribs. He let out a yelp of pain. Music suddenly filled the interior of the lat, four ascending notes in the solo horn and a sequence of converging chords in the flutes and oboes.
Venus Wen, bringer of Brinkies, is beauty so full?
System override.
The first voice warned again.
Remote shutdown of aircraft will take place in T-minus 30 seconds. Ground aircraft immediately. You are in imminent danger.
I can't ground the fucking aircraft. Nothing's working. Set it down.
Directly below him, the solid waste incinerator yawned open, venting its gases into the night air. Even hovering 75 feet above it, the intense heat rippled the air all around the lat.
Jen, set this fucking thing down now!
And then, clear as day,
I'm sorry, Owen. I will remember you fondly.
Then, all at once, the instrument panel, the touchscreen, everything went dark. A sound like a mechanical giant letting out a great sigh. Only the sound of the Holst remained. Venus, the bringer of peace. The lat hung in the air for less than a second, and then, like Icarus plunging into the sea, it dropped out of the sky and into the great furnace below.